This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. The subject of storytelling is super trendy right now. I feel like everyone is saying, we're storytellers. We harness the power of story. We teach through story. And often they say this as if they discovered it or been the first to make use of story. I don't disagree about the power of stories. I absolutely agree. And when I was reading a book of Aesop's fables, I was reminded that although the power of storytelling is trendy right now, it's an ancient truth that has been recognized throughout the centuries. Now, Aesop's fables date from the 5th to 6th century BCE. That is old. There are various versions, and in my collection, the story Demades and the Audience recounts. Demades, a famous Greek orator, was once addressing an assembly of Athens on a subject of great importance and in vain tried to fix the attention of his hearers. They laughed among themselves, watched the sports of the children, and in 20 other ways showed their want of concern in the subject of the discourse. Demades, after a short pause, spoke as follows. The goddess Ceres one day journeyed in company with a swallow and an eel. At this point, there was marked attention, and every ear trained now to catch the words of the orator. As English writer G.K. Chesterton observed, literature is a luxury. Fiction is a necessity. It's a truth too important to be new. We listen best when we listen to a story. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.